Part of the tradition of Christmas is decorating your home. Some neighborhoods light up with colors everyone can enjoy. Yeah, there are some who do it in some sort of competitive sense, while others do it just because they enjoy what they create. For 15 years, in Old Bridge, New Jersey, the Aprusi family has created one of those Christmas light displays, which brings people from around the area, outside of the area, and even the news media come by to do live shots and check it all out. This year, well, it's been put at risk of being shut down due to a decision by the town council. Here with the details is Home News Tribune and MyCentralJersey.com reporter Susan Lawyer. How are you today, Susan?
I am fine, thank you. And thank you for having me on your show.
Well, a pleasure to have you on about this story, because it's one of those things that you always think about, because I know that HGTV does specials on the homes that really go with extreme decorating, but you wonder about the towns and, you know, does it get to be a challenge and a bother versus the beauty and the celebration? You can, by the way, check out Susan's writing at MyCentralJersey.com. So give us the background on who this family is, and this is not exactly something they just started this year. This has been, I guess, an Old Bridge tradition.
Right, exactly. For about 15 years, Thomas and Chris, a group, Aprusi, have been putting this display on in their home on Central Avenue, and it's brought more and more people to the area each year. And this year, Mr. Aprusi thought that everything was on schedule to light up the lights this Saturday at 6 o'clock, and then he got a request to come into the police department to talk to them about the show. Now, he thought he was going in just to discuss some final details. And he said when he got there, he was told by the mayor and the chief of police that they wanted to charge him $2,000 a night for police presence at the event. He said he also was told that he had to provide shuttle service to the event, which he said he estimated would cost him about $750 a day. Since that time, I talked to the mayor, and he said that was more of a, you know, the idea came up and it was more of a, you know, they recommended it. They thought it might be a good idea. Mr. Bruce Bruzy has said that, you know, lighting his lights is part of his First Amendment rights, freedom of speech and freedom of religion. He says he's a Catholic and believes in Christmas, and that's how he expresses himself. At this point, the lights are going to go on Saturday. The display's been an issue in the township for a while. There's been complaints. But more than that, when I talked to the mayor, Mayor Owen Henry, he said he wants to ensure the safety of the residents and visitors, as well as to ensure access to the residents, you know, to their homes, and also access to emergency personnel. The mayor says, you know, he's had safety issues, and like I said, he's concerned about the traffic and pedestrian safety and access to the neighborhood by emergency personnel. Mr. Aprusi this year has agreed to cut the lights from down to just Thursday through Sunday, 6 to 10, and the entire week of Christmas.
Yeah, so he's willing to compromise, it sounds like. To paint a picture about the street, because some streets are wide sidewalks and you can barrel a semi-truck through with no problem.
Right, but the road, it's a dead-end street. It's a larger dead-end street, a longer dead-end street, but it has no sidewalks and it's narrow road. So what they're going to do is they came up with a plan, and basically, what they're going to do is, while the show is on, there'll be one parking on only one side of Brookside Avenue, which leads to Central Avenue, and the other side will they'll make a safe walkway for pedestrians on the other side. Motor vehicle access on Central Avenue will be limited to residents only. So hopefully, that will take care of some of the problem. The mayor estimated it's going to cost about $2,000 per night to get the police, to have police presence there, and it could be more or less depending on the size of the crowd. Mr. Aprusi had told me that every year he got publicity last year and this year, and the more publicity he seems to get, the more crowds seem to come to the event. And the mayor had said that, you know, regardless of whether Mr. Aprusi pays the bill, police will be there, and it'll be up to the township council to decide how they're going to handle that. The mayor said that the current policy is that private event organizers pay the cost of, you know, for the event. whether it's church carnivals, football games at the high school, or concerts. So how that's exactly going to be handled, I think, remains to be seen.
I guess one of the differences, too, an event is just that, something that you hold, inviting people to come by and take part in that activity. This is, by its root, someone on their private property doing a Christmas display that people on their own volition are coming by to check out.
Exactly. And Mr. Abruzzi, during the event, he also raises funds. He asks for donations for such causes as Home for Our Troops at St. Jude's. And he's even donated, he said, to the Old Bridge PBA. So basically, you know, that's the story. And like I said, he's going to keep the road. The mayor's going to keep the roads, that road closed, and the parking and the walking on Brookside Avenue. A GoFundMe account has been, you know, set up for the Abruzzi family to keep the lights on. As of now, it's raised more than $4,100. An interesting addendum to the story was that on November 19th, the Township Council was presented an ordinance which would have restricted parking to residents only on several of the streets in the neighborhood, but the council turned that down. So we will continue to follow the story, and all I can say is check back with MyCentralJersey.com and the Home News Tribune for updates.
So is Susan Lawyer from Home News Tribune and MyCentralJersey.com about the Old Bridge Christmas lights that are causing a bit of a conflict, as you hear, and hopefully maybe the GoFundMe account might be the solution when everything is all said and done. Hopefully the GoFundMe account gets as much publicity as the Abruzzi Light Show gets. That 300,000 lights, that takes a bit of time to put together, and this has been going on for 15 years. At what point was Mr. Abruzzi did the mayor and the town official make contact with him? Was it almost a last-minute situation? Because they could have done it earlier in the spring if they wanted to, quite frankly.
Right. I think that's what Mr. Abruzzi is saying. He feels he's being singled out, and they had a whole year because, as I said, there were issues last year at this site. So what they did is they had they put auxiliary police officers down there, but the mayor says they're not trained for this kind of thing. So that's why they want the police down there. He's very concerned about the safety, not only of the residents there, but of the visitors that come, the young and old visitors that come, and to make sure that there's emergency personnel have access to that area.
As far as parking is concerned, is this a strictly residential area? Is it near any business property which would be closed that would have an available parking lot?
No. I actually was down there today, and it's very residential.
Okay, so that sort of takes that possibility out of the...
And there's no sidewalks. And it is a narrow road. Most of the roads in that area are. So that's an added issue.
Are there a lot of households on that, other homes on that street too, where there would be objections if they closed the road as if it was flooded, for example, and just allow pedestrian access down that road?
Yeah, there are quite a few homes on that street, and I think residents want to be able to get to their homes. So what they're going to do is close the road to everybody except the residents that live in that area.
Okay, so it still will be a pedestrian only, but you'd still have to, if you live there, you wanted to get out, you don't want to have a difficult time or a dangerous time, especially at night, trying to navigate your car or SUV past a bunch of people.
Exactly. And there has been a lot of us, you know, talk about this on social media in both sides of the fence. So hopefully everything will go off without a hitch this year, and, you know, he'll be able to do it again next year.
Which it has, obviously, for the previous 15 years. So hopefully, you know, that tradition will continue, and better planning and better understanding. Maybe the town needs to play chess instead of checkers. You know, think three moves in advance before they come up with a situation or a confrontation such as it is like this. But again, to follow along with how the story is going to further develop over the next couple of weeks or so, MyCentralJersey.com, Home News Tribune as well. That is where Susan Lawyer does her fine reporting and detailed work. Susan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.